Welcome to Smart Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Smart Cleaning School podcast, helping cleaning professionals make the impact that they were meant to make. I have an addition to the coaching series, which I thought was over. Why does stuff like this happen? Because I have over 400 episodes, and I'm looking for the episodes that have to do with coachability. I thought there was just four of them, but no, there's five. And so there might even be a sixth. We shall see. But I did not want to leave this one out. When you're humble, you're coachable. This is a good one. So check it out. You're going to see it aligns with the first four of this coachability series. And by now, you ought to be a more coachable person. Welcome back to the Solo Cleaning School podcast. When you're humble, you're teachable. But let's dive into a funny story first before we see what that even means. I took my son Kenny on the second annual father-son ski trip. We went to Blue Mountain in the Poconos of Pennsylvania. It was a blast. Last year we went to Jack Frost and Big Boulder in the Poconos. And we had many funny stories that emerged. And it also reminded me, as I told Kenny the funny stories of me and my father, or me and my stepfather, as I had gone on different ski trips with them as a kid. And now here I am in the father role with my own son at 15 last year and this year at 16. So I've shared some of the stories in prior podcasts, and some funny things did happen. Now, from last year, it was his first time ever skiing, and they have these things called freestyle fun parks, which they weren't there when I was skiing 20 years ago, but they're there now and they're cool. Now, we don't have a snowboard. We're just doing regular two skis, and we're going down the hill. We see these fun parks, and there's ramps everywhere in the fun park as though we hit them real slowly. At the bottom of this one trail was more than just a ramp. It was a giant, like, quarter pipe. And you go up the one side and you blast up and you come down the other side. I went over it to the level where I'd get to the top, bounce up a little bit, and then I'd slide down the back. And it was fun. It was a good rush at the end. So when Kenny came up, he kind of barely made it up to the top platform, and then he was about to come down, but looking down 12 feet, he's like, oh, that's pretty high. And here I am watching him from the ski lift, and I watch him slowly back off this quarter pipe and back down the way he came and slink off in embarrassment as I cracked up. Things like that happened. This year at a new mountain, we hit the same freestyle fun park trail, and there are some little ramps, and there's a slightly bigger one like that quarter pipe style. And I watched again from the bottom of the hill, and I watched his two skis come up over the lip and they stop. So he's on the ramp going up, and the tips of the skis are off the top, which is from my vantage point. I could only see the skis, but there's no movement. And then the skis slowly go backward as he comes off the ramp. No, I'm just kidding. He actually did go forward, but it was like in slow motion. He was afraid to go over the ramp. He just kind of touched on it and then plop, came over the other side. So it was pretty funny. There's this one too. After we got our boots and we took my nice new Sperry boots off and I put them on top of the lockers because I was too cheap to rent a locker. I put my boots on top of the locker and heard clunk, clunk, clunk. I said, Kenny, what's clunk, clunk, clunk? And we realized, uh-oh, the boots fell behind the row of lockers. And so we looked to the side, and sure enough, there was only about a 18-inch to 24-inch gap between the wall and the lockers, and there were my two boots buried behind them. I said, okay, Kenny, well, hopefully you can get those for me later. We got to go skiing. So that was pretty dumb of me. And then here's the funniest one of all. I don't know why I find this so funny. It's just really hilarious to me. Maybe because I've seen Caddyshack too much and the funny-looking gopher popping up on the golf course and Bill Murray trying to kill him with a golf club and whatever else he could find and that little laughing gopher. So I was with Kenny in the car. We had gone after lunch to get some water and just to chill in the car. There were three guys at a car a few over from us. and one of them was telling a very colorful story. And yes, I was eavesdropping because it was a really interesting story. I'm just sitting there in my car with my boots hanging down, my ski boots. The other ones were stuck behind the locker. And I'm just listening. Imagine the imageries I had, and I want you to get the imagery as well. Okay, think of this. When you're driving down the road and you see roadkill, deers, squirrels, sometimes raccoons, opossums, all kinds of animals that have been blumped by a vehicle. Roadkill is normal. Now, I didn't know about slope kill. Yes, there is slope kill. And so what he was telling, not me, but I heard it as if he was telling it to me. He's telling his buddies. Yeah, so talking to a buddy of mine, and he was telling me how when we were up in Killington last time, now Killington's in Vermont, and so I guess it's more popular up there. He says, yeah, my buddy was skiing, went down the hill, and he kind of came up over a lip, and he saw this furry white tail just kind of walking across the slope, and he had to swerve because he almost hit it head on. Whatever it was, he almost crushed it and killed it. And then it flurried off into the woods. And he's like, what is that? And so later on, this friend of his had asked one of the Lyft attendees, there's like this furry white thing, this white tail. And the guy goes, oh yeah, those are the snow weasels. Watch out for the snow weasels. They're all over the place up here. And he's telling the story about the snow weasels. And I'm just having this imagery in my head. Like, here I am skiing, and just like a deer or a raccoon would jump out in the middle of the road, I'm skiing down a slope, and this white snow weasel flies out from the woods and gets in the way of my path. Watch out! Plump, plump, plump. And I ski over the snow weasel. Now, he probably wouldn't die because he would get compressed into the snow. But still, it was a really funny thought that there are actual animals called snow weasels at ski resorts. If you're a skier, feel free to comment or message me about snow weasels. I looked them up on Google. They do exist, but I haven't been able to confirm this guy's story, but I thought it was really funny. Snow weasels. I have been a huge fan of the Tim Ferriss Show lately because I love the long-form interviews with world-class performers as Tim dissects how they accomplish what they've accomplished. And there was a recent interview that I absolutely loved with Kelly Slater. Ever heard of him? You shouldn't. He's just an 11-time world surfing champion and highly regarded as the GOAT in the sport, kind of the Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods of his sport of surfing. So I listened to Kelly's interview and was mesmerized by the mindset he had, his attention to detail, in his craft, in his health, in his physique. It's amazing. But more importantly, his perception, his view of the simplicity of life that he lives. And there's two lessons that I wanted to share from this interview from Kelly that really impacted my own life. Tim was asking about Kelly's goals. Kelly's response was awesome. He shared how nice it was to be in a position where he can now mentor the young guys in the sport as he loves the sport and wants to be an ambassador for surfing. He stressed how vital it is for him to always stay humble, because when you're humble, you're teachable. When you're teachable, you can continue growing. I was like, what? I paused the podcast, listened to that again. Kelly said, rewind. Always stay humble, because when you're humble, you're teachable. And when you're teachable, you can continue growing. Oh, this is so good. And then he went on by saying this: the best way to learn is by teaching. If you think you know something, go teach it. That's when you will really know it. Again, if you think you know something, go teach it. That's when you will really know it. What about you? Are you humble? Are you teachable? Are you learning and growing? Are you taking what you know and teaching it to others? This is the process of becoming the best in the world. I am not the best at this, but I am doing my best to teach you all what I know through this learning vehicle called a podcast. and I truly find it amazing that I am constantly learning more by teaching what I know to you. So Kelly is totally right. I have become better by teaching it. In a latter question, Tim Ferriss asked Kelly about money and houses. Kelly stated that he is the middle child, but was forced to become the family leader due to other members of his family having emotional and quote-unquote issues. Kelly has made gobs of money over the years. I looked it up, and Wikipedia reports his career surfing earnings are over $4 million. He shared his love for traveling and the many homes he purchased in multiple countries over the years in this answer he had to Tim. And then Tim asked Kelly what his happy ending looks like. And I just love Kelly's answer, as it reminds me of the Mexican fisherman story. I'll paraphrase. The happy ending comes when all the lessons are learned. The happy ending comes when all the lessons are learned. Kelly has done it all. Spent a lot of money, but it never led to happiness. He joked that what he'd love to do is simply buy a simple van and travel around to his surfing events in it, keeping the simple life of competitive surfing and helping others in his sport. He has learned so much in his 49 years of life and wants to stay humble and simple. He wants to stay teachable, he wants to stay learning, and he wants to stay teaching. Over a lifetime, he'll collect a book of lessons, and that's how he defined a happy ending. This was beautiful to me. Now, this episode is a serious self-check for me, for you, for all of us. Let's do some self-analysis. Here's my questions. Are you humble, teachable, learning, and teaching others? If you are not, these podcasts are a waste of your time. If you are not, you'll never grow your cleaning business beyond where it is now. Sure, it may grow short term, but it will crumble in the long term. It's like building a house on sand versus rock. I urge you to ask those that you know best if they think you are humble and teachable. This is the second window from the Four Windows podcast I shared. Once you know from those around you that you can trust and will speak to you plainly, you'll get an honest assessment of yourself, whether you truly are humble and teachable. And if you are, you're in a great position to learn and grow and to teach others. If you're not, you're going to have to make a change at some point in your life if you ever do want to grow. So go and make that decision. Make the decision to get better. Go and learn the lessons you need to learn to lead toward your happy ending. Then teach it to others and be a difference maker. Would you like to figure out what it takes and what makes you tick and come alive, and then create an action plan for 2021 that will enable you to win? Check out my 2021 SMART Goals Workshop. The link is in the show notes below. And access your free goals worksheet. I give it there completely free. Check it out, download it, and implement it. And with that, have an incredible week. Well, there you go. Another piece to the coachability puzzle. I really hope that this is getting hammered into your subconscious mind that you need to have certain characteristics to be a coachable person. And in all likelihood, less than 10% of all people are truly coachable. That's why there's not many people that are truly growing. So take what you've learned in these 5 episodes, and who knows, maybe there'll be a 6th next or down the road, but take what you've learned and apply them. You can access my coaching and the membership I offer, the Solo Elite membership. And tell me if this sounds good. You can optimize your solo cleaning business to earn 6 figures without the drama of employees. No employees, no drama, 6 figures. And if you don't want to work that much, that's fine. You can work part-time for full-time income without the drama of employees. Get access to this game-changing training for $97 per month or $997 per year in the Solo Elite membership at smartcleaningschool.com/elite. Members get access to the full ISO model course to optimize your solo cleaning business, live Q&A membership calls on Zoom, access to the Solo Elite community, bonus podcast content, access to private coaching, and more. You can also sample the membership with the Backstage Pass, which is found at smartcleaningschool.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have an amazing week.
Thank you for listening to Smart Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.